Farm Rescue and their new communications guide, Dan Erdman, joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Mick. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Glad to have you on the radio. So
good to be here.
Always enjoy visiting with Bill, but I'm glad to visit with you now.
You bet. Bill's a busy man, so I'm happy to fill in when he can't.
All righty. Well, this is a time of year where you guys get real busy. You're busy in the spring, busy in the fall, but in the last year or so, you've gotten into the hay harvesting. But now I understand you're doing hay hauling, too.
That's true. Yeah, like you said, it's a real busy time of year for us just with the harvest alone. But with the drought, we're looking at different ways to help, which is why Farm Rescue is here, is to help those producers in need. And with that drought and the shortage of hay, we're, looking at different ways to help with that. So, kind of what we're in the middle of right now is, something we're calling Operation Haylift. And so we're going to be hauling a load of hay to, producers affected by the drought free of charge, one load of hay, to start there. And it's kind of on a case by case basis, but, that's kind of the long and short of it is, we're providing those transport services. Hay's, not real easy to come by, right now for a lot of those people. And so, a lot of them are going to be in charge of, kind of lining up that hay themselves, but we're, taking the reins when it comes to, actually transporting it to them free of charge.
Excellent. Thank you for that. So you're not in the business of arranging or finding the hay, but you will provide the wheels.
Exactly. And, we get a lot of phone calls of people, hoping that we can provide hay to them. What we can provide is, lining them up with resources. So it's, directing them to, that hay hotline through the North Dakota Department of Agriculture, telling them about the hay lottery through NDSU and, just any phone calls we get about people, offering up hay or saying that they have hay for sale, we can direct those ranchers to those phone numbers.
The ripple effect in the Farm Rescue puddle is expanding outwards here. So you have been, for a number of years now, you have been helping hundreds of families through who have had a tragedy, sickness, illness, other. And so this is a little bit different, isn't it?
It is. I mean, Farm Rescue was founded to help those producers that are going through an injury, an illness, or a natural disaster. And, this definitely falls under that natural disaster leg of what we do. I think when we first started it, we knew that there was a need, but it's been pretty overwhelming, over the past, few weeks here. We keep expecting, the phone calls to kind of let up a little bit, but they've been pretty consistent. I think we've gotten over 130 phone calls already of people that are asking for, just the transporting assistance that we're providing.
Are you going to be able to help everybody, or how do you first come, first served? Or
that's always the game plan. Yeah. It comes down to resources, obviously. We have, a couple trucks on the road right now. We're looking to add a few more. And it comes down to volunteers. That's, everything we do, Mick, is volunteer work. So, we're asking for any CDL drivers out there. If you're interested, in helping us out and helping us accomplish this mission, we're going to be on the road for, the coming weeks and probably months to pull this off. But the goal is to help everyone that calls us and, those that qualify at least, under that drought and, so, yeah, anyone out there that has their CDL and maybe has some spare time to help us haul some hay, we're always in the market to talk to you.
Over the years, you've never had a shortage of retired farmers who want to go drive that good green equipment and help out other folks during harvest or planting time. But this is different now.
It's a little different. Yep, we're, like I mentioned, we're getting into harvest now, too, and we're going to need a lot of CDL drivers for all that's involved with that. We got a handful of cases lined up on the harvest side already and expect a few more, but with the drought, a lot of the areas that we typically help on the harvest side are don't have crops to harvest.
Right. But
again, we're going to be, it's not just North Dakota that we help. It's Montana, Minnesota, South Dakota, Iowa, now Nebraska. So we're going to be busy in the coming weeks, and we can use all the help we can get.
All right.
Right now we have a driver out on the road that is up from Texas. And he's going to be here for about the next month helping us deliver some hay. So very thankful for all of our volunteers.
All right. Well, if somebody else would like to volunteer either their truck or their time and have a CDL, how do they get a hold of you?
You go ahead and call our number, 701-252-2017. And as always, if you want to find out a little bit more about Farm Rescue, go ahead and visit farmrescue.org.
And if you don't have a CDL and you don't have a need for hay, there is an opportunity to participate by making a little donation, huh?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for bringing that up, Mick. Yeah, like I mentioned, those trucks are going to be rolling pretty nonstop in the coming weeks and months. And as I mentioned, we're getting into harvest as well. So, you know, private donations are always a huge part of what we do, and we're in a greater need than ever right now. So if people are able to help out, you know, monetarily, they can go to farmrescue.org/donate and help us out on that front.
Wonderful. All right, Dan Erdman, Farm Rescue. Thank you for kind of expanding what you're doing this year. And I guess it's just maybe for the first time you've really gotten into the natural, because we do have a widespread natural disaster. And not affecting everybody, but the folks who are affected in a big way. So thanks for coming to the rescue.
You bet, Mick. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Have a good weekend, Dan.